USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he was being sarcastic when he was talking about ingesting disinfectant to kill the coronavirus. Dr. Mozi Zike heads the Illinois Department of Public Health.
There's been a significant increase in calls to the Illinois Poison Center compared to this same time last year, associated with exposures to cleaning agents. Some recent examples include the use of a detergent solution for a sinus rinse and gargling with a bleach and mouthwash mixture in an attempt to kill coronavirus.
The World Health Organization said there's still no evidence that coronavirus patients who have recovered won't catch the virus again. The agency issued this statement Friday after some governments suggested recovered COVID-19 patients could be issued an immunity passport to return to travel or have a free pass to return to work. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump has been stepping back from coronavirus task force briefings. The White House is apparently trying to move the president into a controlled setting where he can talk up the economy without being interrupted. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is already doing that.
As we open up the economy in May and June, you will begin to see the economy bounce back in July, August, September. And my expectation is that you'll see an increasing rate of growth in those 3 months.
New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says some people and organizations are buying coronavirus test kits online, and that's really taking a gamble because some of the tests don't work.
Too many of the testing kits that are sold online are unproven, untested, unregulated. That has to change.
Public health experts say accurate tests are essential to track the pandemic, and that's key to reopening the economy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police across the country say the coronavirus seems to be leading to more cases of racial problems in some places. Asian Americans have been dealing with harassment and discrimination since the coronavirus pandemic began. There have been hundreds of attacks on Asians in the U.S., and many are now carrying cameras or even guns. They are also training to deflect such attacks, saying they want to confront racist bullying. One man tells the story of a man demanding his shopping cart at a New York Costco, saying, "Because your people are the reason coronavirus is happening." There have been multiple reports of Asian Americans making up a huge portion of the people purchasing guns at many gun shops in the last 2 months. Although many businesses are struggling during the pandemic, one business is doing quite well, USA's John Clemens reports.
It's Consumer Staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. Kimberly Clark's first quarter operating profit went on a tear of $904 million, compared with a year earlier of $655 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.